Good morning, this is Ashley and Jess with your 9am Zlines. In local news, rural Queensland residents with Telstra say connectivity issues are happening so frequently they have no other option but to leave their rural homes for the cities. Kurumba resident Lucas Koch said there has been at least one mobile service outage a month that restricts text messages and phone calls, including phone calls to 000. Telstra confirmed that approximately 30 homes were left without ADSL connection for an entire month in January.
A cyclone-affected northern Queensland town has been offered a $12 million funding intervention by the government as the resident's major employer, a sugar mill, faces liquidation. Mossman residents confronted Queensland Premier Stephen Miles in a Cairns town hall meeting, where he then offered the funding to find a prospective buyer for the mill or to transition the Mossman workforce away from the sugarcane industry. Creditors will be voting on the prospect of liquidation today for the 127-year-old sugar mill in Mossman, which has been operating on voluntary administration since late 2023 and was flooded in Cyclone Jasper.
In national news, only three wind farms with a total of 115 turbines were commissioned and connected to the power grid across Australia last year, according to the Clean Energy Council. However, in order to meet the government's renewable energy target, Australia needs to be building 40 turbines every month until 2030. It is taking significant amounts of time to get approval for large-scale wind and solar projects, especially in New South Wales, which is slowing development.
New research has revealed that for the first time since national records began, young women are taking illicit drugs at the same rate as young men. In a survey conducted by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, one in three women aged 18 to 24 took illicit drugs in the last 12 months. This matches current drug rates by young men, which has remained consistent. The survey also found that statistics for binge drinking by young women has been increasing, while rates of this risky behaviour by young men has fallen.
In international news, a French priest, Johannes Rivoire, who stands accused of abusing Inuit children in northern Canada, will not be dismissed by the church. Senior church officials in Rome have declined to act, citing Mr. Rivoire's old age and declining health. Mr. Rivoire's charges have stayed due to France's long-standing policy of not extraditing its citizens to face charges abroad.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees here in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZ.org.au. 4ZZ, 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 4ZZ!